WGTL Aaron Cole with Proof. Hey, good morning to you. It's 7:21.
Mostly sunny skies in the forecast for today. A windy one, high around 38 degrees. Tonight, clear and windy as well, low 26. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Some chance of snow showers, about a coating to 2 inches in the forecast right now. High of 38 degrees. Over the weekend, mostly sunny skies. Saturday, breezy and a high of 31. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 31 degrees. Right now in Lancaster, 33 degrees. In Harrisburg, 34.
We're hanging out with our friend Jonathan Lehman. Jonathan, the director of the Embark School of Prayer at Gateway House of Prayer. Good morning once again to you, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah. Great to have you here. Tell us about Gateway House of Prayer and Embark School of Prayer.
Yeah, well, Gateway House of Prayer is an incredible place, and I'll start out by giving a shout-out to Benita Keener, who actually directs the House of Prayer there, and my wife and I get to serve leading this Embark School of Prayer. But Gateway House of Prayer, for those of you that don't know, has been a place that has been there for probably close to 20 years, and over 15 years has been inhabiting 24/7 prayer and praise. So this is around the clock, around the year. This place is open for people to come and pray and praise, and people take different blocks of time there to just keep that ongoing flame going, if you will. So it's a place, it really is birthed out of this concept that we were meant to dwell in relationship from the Lord, and everything flows from that. Our lives, like Jesus, our lives are meant to flow out of a place of communion with the Father.
And who are the people that are doing these blocks of time throughout the 24/7?
Yeah, so mostly volunteers. They're running the Gateway House of Prayer. You know, my wife and I, we take a shift. We have lots of friends, lots of people from different churches, multiple churches in the area have representatives there. So it's really really an incredible image of the body of Christ.
And I love that it's community, that it's the body of Christ all working together. Now, out of that was birthed the Embark School of Prayer, and that's coming up. It kicks off in February. It's a 10-week program. You told us a little bit about that you have a one-a-week commitment to coming to the school, 10 hours a week of being part of Gateway House of Prayer. But what are some of the other things that happen at Embark School of Prayer?
Yeah, Embark School of Prayer is an awesome opportunity for any of you that want to sign up at www.gatewayprayer.com. It does run for 10 weeks from February 1st to April 10th. Thursday nights from 6 to 9 is our teaching kind of impartation night. But really the muscle of this program is 10 hours in the prayer room. And, you know, part of the heart of this is to set apart time to hear from the Lord. And so one of the things we ask them to fast media, which I know for some people probably puts them into withdrawal already. But, you know, you get rid of that other noise, you fast media. There's life challenges we have you do from week to week. We connect you with a mentor that you meet with during that time. You know, there's some things like journaling we have you do on a regular basis, or scripture reading. And so, you know, that 10 hours can be really intimidating. But there's something that happens in a person's heart when they sit in the presence of God and they finish their list, they finish their to-do list, they finish their prayer request list, and all of a sudden they start hearing this quiet voice. The Holy Spirit starts speaking in their hearts, and it's an awesome thing.
Now, how about you? How did you get involved in Embark School of Prayer? How has it impacted your life?
Yeah, so I think getting involved in the School of Prayer has been a kind of progression over the last decade or more, where my wife and I just kept coming back to this place. You know, what is the Christian walk about? What is church about? What is this journey about? And we kept coming back to this closer place of, it's really a place of dwelling in the presence of the Lord. You know, we were fortunate to live here in Lancaster County and be close to a place that has created a physical location that says, you know what, we want to inhabit the presence of the Lord and live out of that place. So that's how we really got plugged in, and we said, you know what, this is good. This is meat and potatoes. This is solid gold that we want to spread to other people as well.
So if folks would like to sign up for blocks of time at Gateway House of Prayer, how do they do that?
Yeah, so you would want to get on the website and check that out, and then I would encourage you to come and just be part of the House of Prayer. You know, stop in, spend some time with the Lord. There's different programs that go on, but for the most part, it's a place where prayer and praise is going on. So get comfortable with that, and then if that feels like a fit for you, there's an application process. So.
And if they want to be part of Embark School of Prayer, that kicks off in February. They have till the end of January to sign up. What are some of those requirements?
January 21st. sign up, and you can do that online at gatewayprayer.com. So some of the requirements for being part of that, you know, obviously this is a place for believers. So, and, you know, we ask for a recommendation from your pastor. You know, there is a significant commitment. You know, it's Thursday nights from 6 to 9. It's 10 hours in the prayer room each week. So, you know, it's something you can do while you're working, but you got to chop out some other stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, in your media fast and all that. And there's also some food fast, which always makes people nervous. You know, we like our food here in Lancaster County, and, you know, I like my food. And so It's tough to give it up.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Check it out online, gatewayprayer.com. The Embark School of Prayer kicking off in February. Maybe it's something God's calling you to do. Gatewayprayer.com. Jonathan, great having you on the air today.
So good. Blessings.
Yeah, blessings and Happy New Year to you. Back to the music we go. Here's FFH, One of These Days, WJTL. Good morning.